17 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Leah Abramson. Am I saying that right?
Hard one for people.
And Peter Bradley with the Island Institute. And Leah, we're listening to a song called Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's the first thing I noticed when I went on YouTube last night to listen to a little bit of your music. I was just struck. It's beautiful, right? Peter's nodding over there. And I also was thinking back to when I was growing up, I had a couple of older sisters, and they were totally into Judy Collins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just this really sort of simple singing style, not really ornamented, and just crystal clear. And you just evoke Judy Collins tremendously for me. Anyway, but good morning. Welcome to Sitka.
Good morning. Thank you.
So you're visiting from Vancouver,
That's
British
right.
Columbia.
Yeah.
And what are you doing in Sitka?
Well, I'm the artist in residence at the Island Institute right now, and until Sunday. I've been here for almost a month.
All right. How's it been going?
Good. Yeah. I don't think I've had this much time to myself to work on a project for a very long time.
And we're going to talk more about that project in a minute. I think it's really fascinating. But Peter, we're going to have a chance before Leah goes back home to listen to some of her music and also some Sitkin's music, right?
Exactly. That'll be tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Yacht Chapel. I'd like to invite any songwriters out there to join us and share a song tonight, but also anybody who doesn't want to play a song is also welcome to join in. So again, that's 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Yacht Chapel on the SJ campus.
Okay, so Leah, you've done a couple of workshops over the time that you spent in Sitka.
Yeah.
With people, and how has it been going? How are Sitkins in the songwriting department?
They're great. Yeah, I don't know. Everyone I've met has been very friendly and enthusiastic and, you know, excited about things. So.
All right. And you teach this, right? At the University of
British Columbia.
British Columbia.
Yeah. UBC, as we call it.
Right.
Yeah, I teach a songwriting class in the spring, and it's a university class in the writing department.
Yeah. How do you approach teaching songwriting? I mean,
it's a weird one. I mean, like teaching any writing, right? It's like, how do you teach something that's creative? But there's, you know, like with any writing, there's structures and there's devices and there's things that work and don't work so well. And it's a workshop process usually.
Right. So you kind of break it down. You sort of unpack songs and explain what makes a song work and what makes it doesn't work, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, like with anything, you know, rules are made to be broken. And sometimes, you know, that's exactly what works is what you think shouldn't work. So it's, I don't know, it's a weird thing to teach, but I think it can be helpful for people.
Yeah. And just, do you find that people sometimes struggle with the process of creativity? They approach you and they say, Leah, teach me how to write a song. And you can teach them the mechanics, but you actually at some point have to say, you've got to sit back and relax and somehow connect with what's creative.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I struggle with that too. I think everybody does who's creative. You go through flows and like ebbs and flows of all that kind of stuff. And depending on where you're at in your life and what's going on. And sometimes it's really easy to connect with that. And sometimes it's not. Everyone who's creative has devices for connecting to that and kind of, you know, letting that happen.
Okay. You've been doing this a long time?
Yeah, I guess I have already, surprisingly.
Yeah. You've put out like 3 or 4 albums now.
Yeah, I think technically I have 4 albums, but I like to say I have 3 because the first one doesn't get played.
Oh. Okay, that unpublished novel.
Exactly. Right. And then I have some albums with other bands that I've been in as well.
And when you're not teaching, are you a touring musician?
I have been, yeah. I'm sort of in transition right now. I'm doing my master's So my project is actually a master's thesis in the writing department. So I'm kind of transitioning more into the teaching stuff. Have maybe a bit more of a stable life, not be on the road all the time.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the project. But first, just so people know, you can go online, you know, to YouTube and look up Leah Abramson. I did yesterday, and I listened to a lot of her music. And you can also go to Leah's website actually download and buy her songs. And I guess you can buy these CDs.
Yeah, I will mail them to you from Canada when I get home.
Okay.
If you go to my Bandcamp, I will be able to do that.
Okay. And this is the life. This is the modern independent musician.
Yeah.
Right? Pulling all these different threads together to kind of make a career.
Yeah, it's true.
In music. Okay, but Leah, we're going on to the Whales.
Okay.
Now, your project, I didn't realize it was a master's thesis, but you are, I don't know, what do you do when... When your grandmother calls and says, Leah, what's your master's thesis going to be? How do you explain this?
My grandma was always confused by my life in general. She was confused about the fact that I could, as a single woman, like ride a bicycle downtown.
Okay.
You know, she was born in 1911. And so it was like a whole other, she just couldn't even really conceive of my life. And now she passed away last year and at the age of almost 103. And she still, you know, every time I would tell her something, she'd be like, what? Like, okay. you're teaching university? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, how is that even possible?
Right. So did you ever explain your interest in killer whales, in orca, to her?
No, I didn't. Her memory was starting to go. Okay. So it was, yeah. But I did explain it to my parents. My dad was a science teacher. So he kind of got excited by it. And turns out he had a tape in the basement of the first orca ever captured in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Just by coincidence, of course, as your dad would have.
Mm-hmm. And that's what hooked you in to trying to connect with orca's music?
No, actually, that was just after I'd already decided to do this.
Okay.
My dad was like, oh, hey, I have this tape. Was just like, okay, I guess I'll use this after I'd already picked my topic and, you know, submitted my proposal and everything. So,
okay. So people might be thinking, oh, all right, Leah makes music with whales. It's been, you know, maybe they heard the John Denver album or something where there's humpback whale song or people.
John Denver has an album.
I don't know.
I know Judy Collins had.
Collins
yeah,
did.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe John Denver was the Muppets. I'm just confusing them. But this is different. You're trying to understand the whales. You're listening to their music. You're identifying their music and you're identifying with their lives. You're connecting your life and their life in a really interesting way.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to do is take this one pod of northern resident killer whales. So they only eat salmon, and they're very well studied and they're very well recorded. So there's like 30 years of their vocalizations on tape, basically. So I'm kind of combing through the recordings of this family. And also looking at their history. So this pod in particular has a capture history where basically a generation of whales were taken for marine parks in BC and kind of shipped all over the world. And most of them died. There's one that's still alive, Corky. I think she's in San Diego. So I'm looking at their vocalizations, this one family, because each pod kind of has this distinct dialect. So I'm kind of looking at the patterns of their calls and using those patterns as kind of a musical vocabulary, or that's my attempt is to do that and feed it into the music. And then I'm looking at their history and kind of connecting it to my own. I guess you were talking about creativity, like, and I think like connecting with your subject matter is really important. Like you have to feel a personal connection to what you're writing about, even if you're writing about a totally different species. And so for me, that's my family's Holocaust history. Both my grandparents, my grandparents on my mother's side were survivors. And so I kind of have a missing generation as well in my family.
And so that's the source of the lyrics of your music. And then the whales' actual vocalizations and songs are are sort of linked to your to the melodies and things.
Yeah, I'm hoping to not actually use the recordings themselves so much as take the patterns from those vocalizations and use those patterns and change them and morph them into like a sort of vocabulary, I guess.
Okay. Is your band cool with this? Is that like, hey guys, we're going a new direction.
It might be a new set of people. It might be like a special project, side project kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Peter, we're just about out of time, but this is kind of this is an interesting idea. Have you had a songwriter at the Island Institute before?
I think there have been some people that write songs at the Island Institute, but I'm
thinking of Molly Sturgis last summer.
Sure, yeah. So we have had a number of people that make music sort of as part of what they do. And so, yeah, Molly last year will sort of create improvised community choral events. We've had some folk songwriters as well.
And she also sort of tapped into end of life.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the confusion and ambivalence that sometimes strikes people at the end of life and connects to that musically somehow. It's kind of a new direction for the Island Institute.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of our work tends to be sort of about fostering language of place and of community, and so this is sort of an interesting angle on that concept.
Okay.
And so we're delighted to have Leah here.
So Leah's month is over on Sunday. Is there anybody else coming up, or are you switching into your summer
program?
Well,
actually, we're bringing up storyteller Brett Dillingham, who's going to, who's working for the Story Lab summer session, to lead a week of workshops for kids that will culminate in a sort of performative storytelling event on June 6th. So people can still register for that by calling 747-3794. And then we've also just revealed the 6 Sitka Fellows for the 2015 season. That's the fourth year of that program, which brings 7 people under the age of 30 to town to work on their own creative projects for 7 weeks. They'll be here from July 15th to August 30th, and you can read about them at sitkafest.org.
All right. Leah Abramson is a songwriter from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's going to be giving leading a songwriter circle tonight at the Yaw Chapel.
Yeah, 6:30. Everyone's welcome, songwriters and non-songwriters.
Yeah, everyone to just hang out and listen and, I don't know, find out if we've got it or not.
No, it's not about that at all. It's about sharing.
All right, it's about sharing. Leah, thanks so much for coming in and just tolerating my general fascination with your topic. I think it's really cool.
Of course,
for coming
thanks
in.
For having me.
And thank you, Peter, for bringing Leah our way.
Thank you very much.